This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Nigerian state government said Monday gunmen from a criminal gang attacked a village market in northwest Nigeria, killing dozens of people. The gangs, known locally as bandits, have terrorized northwest and central Nigeria for years, but attacks have become more violent in recent months. A government spokesman said the death toll is at least 30, adding the attack occurred on Sunday evening. Bandits raided another village market on October 8th near the border with Niger, killing 19 people. Since last month, Nigerian troops have been conducting air and ground operations on bandit camps. Telecom services have also been shut down to disrupt communication between the gangs. Officials are worried that bandits are relocating as a result of those operations and network disruptions. The United Nations announced Monday that a nationwide house-to-house polio vaccination campaign in conflict-torn Afghanistan will recommence next month. The UN praised the new Taliban government for agreeing to lift a ban on such drives. Afghanistan is one of two countries in the world, along with neighboring Pakistan, where the highly infectious and incurable disease continues to cripple children. The campaign, due to start November 8th, is aimed at reaching around 10 million children under the age of 5 across the country, including more than 3 million in remote and previously inaccessible areas. This according to the World Health Organization and the UN Children's Agency. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday Washington is closely watching China's development of advanced weapons systems while declining to comment directly on a report that Beijing tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile.